We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Chav Hey Amud Aleph. We are starting from the brand new Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Shor HaMazik B'Shush HaNizik Ketzad. We had in the Mishnah before, at the Mishnah at the end of the first parak, that Shor HaMazik B'Shush HaNizik is a Mu'ud. And we'll see it's according to our Tafrans, Machlekes. So the Gemara says, Ketzad, what are we talking about? Nogach, if this behemoth kicked or Nogach or pushed with its body, Noshach, a bit, Ravah, to crouch, Ba'at, it kicked with its foot. Nogach means it gored with its horn. Ba'at means it kicked with its foot. B'shusha rabim, m'shalam chatzinezek. If it's a rabim, it's a time and pays chatzinezek. B'shusha nizek, Rav Tarfon of nezek shalom. Rav Tarfon says, you pay nezek shalom. Chomayim chatzinezek, Chomayim say that the b'shusha nizek is the same din as b'shusha rabim, and they both pay chatzinezek. Hello, Rav Tarfon, umav makoim. So Rav Tarfon say, what's his makar? That you pay nezek shalom, because the pasuk says pay chatz nezek by a tam. So what is the makar that b'shusha nizek you pay nezek shalom? Omer Rav Tarfon, umav makoyim shehekel al shein v'al regel b'shusha rabim shu poter hichmo leim b'shusha nizek l'sham nezek shalom. So kavchayim is like this: the makoyim b'shusha rabim, it's a kula diga makoyim because shein v'al regel is poter, but still. When it comes to Shusha Yochid, it's more chamer. Shusha Yochid is more chamer, Shusha Rabim. And the halacha is, Shusha Nizik, Shein V'Regel, Pei Nezik Shalom. Mokim Shichma Al HaKerem Shusha Rabim. So now, if Keren, you pay Shusha Rabim, there, Nechatzin Ezek, which is different than Shein V'Regel, Ein Din Shemach Malov Shusha Nizik, Shana Shalom, shouldn't you pay for sure? Look, you see here that in Shusha Rabim, your potter on Shein V'Regel, on Stor Shein V'Regel, Shalim, so Karen, which is Muhammad, Yechayiv Karen, Chatzin Nezek, and Shusha Rabim, so for sure, it's Pei Nezek Shalim in the Rishus HaNezek. Ain't it Shpei V'Shalim Nezek Shalim? Ain't it Shetach V'Lav V'Shalim Nezek Shalim? Shalim? Amrulai, so he answered, Dai Yilav Me'adin, Liyaz Kenidin, that since you're learning it out from Karen, because we're saying Karen is Muhammad in Shusha Rabim, so for sure, it's the same thing in Shusha Nizik. So the Gemara says, no, it's something called Daya. Daya means that when you learn a Kal V'Chomer, it can't be more Chomer than the thing you're learning out from. We're learning this from Kerem Meshus Rabim. Kerem Meshus Rabim only pays Chatzin Ezek. That's where we're learning it from, because that's where it's more Chomer than Shein V'Regel. And we're saying that if it's more Chomer there, so it must be at least equal here. But there's something called Daya, because here, the Karen only pays Chatzin Ezek in Shusha Rabim. So who said it pays more than that in Shusha Nizek? Omloi, Daya lova imin adin, liyaz kenidin. Ma b'Shusha Rabim Chatzin Ezek, ma b'Shusha Nizek Chatzin Ezek. So his taina is that Karen Shusha Nizek, that you're bringing from Karen Shusha Rabim, you're learning Karen Shusha Nizek from Karen Shusha Rabim, it can't be more chomer than Shusha Rabim, and therefore only pay Chatzin Ezek. That's the Rabbanan's taina. Back in the Gemara, we'll discuss what Rav Tarfon says back to that. So first, our Gemara says, Amalahem, the way our Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that Rav Tarfon tries a different Kal V'Chomer. Like Tosfos really explains that I really hold there's no Daya here. We'll see why in the Gemara. But let me try a different way, a different angle, see if that works. Amalahem, Afani, Loi Odon Kerem Mekeren. I'm not going to learn Kerem Mekeren. Ani Odon Kerem Meregel. I'll learn out Kerem from Shein Regel. Umaba Mokoim, Shehokel Al Shein Val Regel, V'Shirabim. Hichmir Bekeren. Mokoim Shemnachmir ala Shein. Mokoim Shemnachmir ala Shein v'al regel v'shonizik. Ain't it din Shemnachmir v'keren? We'll change the Kal V'Chomer a little. We'll go like this. We're going to make the Kal V'Chomer v'Shein v'al regel. Madach Shein v'al regel, which is more kuldik. It's Potter and Shirabim. It's more kuldik. It's Potter and Shirabim. It's more kuldik. It's Potter and Shirabim. And still, it's Chayev v'shalim v'shonizik. So for sure, Keren, which is Chomer, that's Chayiv Chatzin Nezek, and Rosh Rabim, for sure will be Chayiv Nezek Shalom. And we're learning it out from Shein V'Regel. We're not learning it out from Karen itself. Ma'am Mokim Shehekel Al Shein V'Regel Rosh Rabim, Hichmab Karen, Mokim Shehichmer Al Shein V'Regel Rosh Nezek, that Chayiv Nezek Shalom, Ein Din Shenachem V'Karen. So we tweaked the Kal V'Chomer a little bit by making the Limud from Shein V'Regel. The Karen just shows you that it's more Chomer, but Rosh Rabim. But the Limud is, we're learning is that directly from Shein V'Regel. Shein V'Regel, you are Shusha Nizik, Chayiv Nezek Shalom, almost Chayiv Nezek Shalom. Who said there's a Kal V'Chomer? Because Shein V'Regel is more cool than Shusha Rabim. So now that you're learning from Shein V'Regel, there's no Daya anymore, maybe more thought. No Daya. Why is no Daya? Because Shein V'Regel is Chayiv Nezek Shalom. So that's what you should be able to learn Nezek Shalom. So he says back, no, still, Amar Loi Rabbanan say back, Dai Lovam Adin Liz Kenidim. Avish Rabbam Chazinezek, Avish Nezek Chazinezek. Like Rashi explains, that Soif Soif, you love Kerem Shirabim, Le Mishkacha Sad Chomer. There wouldn't be a Sad Chomer without Kerem Shirabim. So really, that's part of the Kavach Chomer. And you have Dai on that as well. It's a little bit Shvera Dai, but that's what Rabbanan say back. So we have in our Mishnah, in basic terms, we have in our Mishnah a Kavach Chomer from Shem Varega, which is Potter Mishnah Shirabim, and still Chayim Nesham Mishnah Nizek. So Kerem, which is more Chomer, is Chayim Chatzinezek, Yer Mishnah Shirabim, which is better than Shem Varega, for sure it's Chayim Nesham Shalom Mishnah Nizek. That's the Kavach Chomer. And our Rabbanan say there's Dayoy, and you only give Chayim Chatzinezek, and Tarvin says, no, there's no Dayoy. So the Gemara is going to discuss that if this thing is Dayoy Midaraisa. And when do you say Dayoy? When don't you say Dayoy? Dayoy means, again, that the place, it can be more common than the place you're learning out from. Break the Gemara of our Tarfin, let's say Dayoy. Tarfin doesn't hold of this halacha of Dayoy. We know that Kavach Chomer is a deraistiga of drasha. We say every day in davening, Yud Gimel Midos, and this is a ton of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer says, B'shloisha esrei midos ha-tayrin desh behem. The Torah is nidrash in 13 midos. Kavach Chomer, Gzer Shava, Ben Yirav. That's a brisa in the Safra. So we're going to learn now a brisa in the Safra, the continuation of that brisa. Remember, Tarvel esrei daya v'daya daraisu, the title of the brisa, medin Kavach Chomer keitzad, the continuation of that brisa. It says, how do you make Kavach Chomer? And where's the car for Kavach Chomer? It says in the Pasuk by Miriam, that Miriam talked Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and she became a Mitzayra. And Moshe went and davened to Hashem to heal Miriam. And it says in the Pasuk that Hashem tells Moshe like this, V'yayim Hashem HaMoshe, V'aviyah yorak yorak b'faneha, if she went against her father, halosu kolim shivas yom, wouldn't she have to be like a nidui, be in chayrim for 7 days? Kavachayimer l'shchina, arba asu yom, Kavachayim at the Shechina should be 14 days. That's how you learn up the Taich in this Pasuk. It says, and what we're saying is, the Kavachayim is that if for your father you would have to go for 7 days, so Kavachayim against the Shechina, it should really be 14 days. So why Taka the Miriam only, why was Miriam Mitzrayim only for 7 days? I'll die, love him, and then Leah's Kenidin. So that's that kind of Braisa. The Braisa says that there's a Kavach Chomer, that the reason why she had to be in Mitzras is because if she would go against her father, she'd be 7 days. So of course, Kavach Chomer Shechina should be 14 days. What's up is 14 days? So Tosfos says two Pshatim, why 14 days? Either Pshat, as he says, that the Gemara Nida says that the three Shutlin Ba'adam, the Av, the Aim, and the Karish Baruch Hu. The father and mother each give five different things: the color, the eye, the this, the Gemara there, and the Kares Baruch Hu nice and Yudvarim. The Kares Baruch Hu gives 10 things to a person. Gives 10 things to a person. So it comes out a Kares Baruch Hu gives double what the Avaim gives. So therefore, it's saying in the pasuk that if Avia would be 7 days, so the Shechina would be 14 days because the Shechina gives double.
7 days come to begin with.
We 7 days come. That's the week of Mitzrayim. That's how I'm sorry. Right, because
if
the 7 days.
Yeah, the original 7 days.
That comes from Mitzrayim in the parashas Zira Mitzrayim. That's the minimum amount of a Mitzrayim. 7 days, always a week. So if she sees Lashon Hara against her father, she would get 7 days. Here she said, Lashon Hara Kaviyach against the Shechina, because Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu what to do. So here it's a crime against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's supposed to be worse than a regular person. A regular person. So Kavach Chomer, it's be worse than a regular person. That's what, if you want to know exactly what the Gemara Nida says, the Shutvim are, it says, Aviv Mazriya Haloiven, Shemenu Atzomis V'gidim V'Sepranayim, Umayach, the brains, Veloiven Shavayim, the eyes. Imai gives the red, which is the skin, the basar, the shachar Shavayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives ruach, neshmasai, klas tapanim, rias ayin, shmias oizen, all different things. So that's why it's double. That's one shot and tais back upon him. The Gemara says, really, I can't kavach chomer, it'd be 14 days. So why tax only 7 days? I'll die, dove, and listen, isn't. So what do you see from here? That's the rice to get in. So hecker up tarfin argue on daya. The Gemara answers like this. Of course, he holds a daya. But kiles they daya, hecher the mifrach kavach chomer. If with the daya you have no kavach chomer, you have nothing to learn from the kavach chomer anymore, then you don't say daya. Heichad loymer for kavachaymer. If it's still something learned from a kavachaymer, you could say daya. Isle daya. And the Gemara explains right here with our examples. Hosam shiva deshchina leksivi. It doesn't say shiva deshchina at all. It doesn't say anywhere that if you speak against Kodesh Baruch Hu that you get any even 7 days. So also kavachaymer, I see arba. So the kavachaymer says it should really be 14 days. Also daya apik shiva knocks it down to 7. So at least you're learning out 7 from the kavachaymer. Because there's no halacha anywhere that says you say Lashon Hara against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you get any days. So here, we're learning out from there that you would get at least, you should get 14 days, and Dai says you get 7 days. So, Apik Shiva, Uki Shiva, I say, well, also Dai Apik Shiva knocks out 7, Uki Shiva, and you still have 7. Avahacha, Chatzin Ezek Siv. Anyway, when Shoshan Nizek, the Karen would pay Chatzin Ezek. That would be anyway. So what's the Kavachayim teaching us? What's the Kavachayim? But I see Chatzin Ezek Chuna, Nazin Ezek Shalom, and teach you Nazin Shalom. If the Rash the Daya, if you say now Daya, so what is it? Reverts back to Chatzin Ezek, you don't need the Kavachayim for that. If you play Kavachayim, you don't need Kavachayim anymore. We know it's Chayim Chatzin Ezek. It's Chayim Chatzin Ezek everywhere. So here, Rav Tarvin says, you don't say, I agree to Daya, of course I agree to Daya. But I don't say Daya if it's Mifrich Kavachayim. Rabbanon says that in this pasuk alone, it's not true. We went out to Kavachayim and did 7 days. Rabbanon, Shiva Deshchina Ksivi, the Saga Shivas Yomim. It says in the pasuk, the Saga, you don't need the Kavachayim, but it says the Saga Shivas Yomim. Rav Tarfin says, no, that the Saga Shivas Yomim is saying that there's Daya. Rav Tarfin, who the Saga Deshchina and Daya? Look at the pasuk, what it says, Vavia Yar Yogam Fneha, or is it called Shivas Yomim? Tisaga Shivas Yomim. So it says Tisaga Shivas Yomim. So that's telling us the Kavachayim should be that. It should be 14 days. And the Sages say, no, it's Daya. Am I saying Daya? So it's not a Raya. So you still need the Kavachayim to teach you 7 days. So it's still a Raya that there, at least the Kavachayim is working with something. So Rav Tarfin says, I'm still good. Rabbanon, no. Ksiv Kro Achrino, but the Sages and Miriam, Mechutz Amachna, Shivas Yom. The Pasuk says, clearly, Shivas Yom a different time. So we know that you speak against the Shechina, you get 7 days right there. And here, there's a Kavachaymer, and even though it's Ikka, the Mifra Kavachaymer, even though you're going to break up the Kavachaymer, you still say Dayai. And she only was Tomei for 7 days. But Rav Tarfin, what's this other Pasuk of Shivas Yom? Ahu, it's an extra Pasuk, to teach us, Ahu, the fill Ba'alma, that she didn't Dayai. Even Ba'alma, you always say Dayai. And don't say, Davka, by the story of Miriam, do you say Dayai. Moshe's tefillas, and it was his sister. That's why he said daya. Abba Alma, you would not say daya. Abba Alma loy. Kamash Blon, they say daya everywhere from this extra pasuk. So the bottom line is, we have a machlekes here of Tarf and Rabbanon, when it's going to break up the whole Kavachaymer, and you're not going to have Kavachaymer anymore, do you say daya or not? Rabbanon say you still say daya. According to Rabbi Tarfin, you don't say daya. You do not say daya. And when do you say daya? Only when you still can use the Kavachaymer for something. That's the only time you can say daya. So now the Gemara is going to ask that it sounds like right now we're learning that the Rai Stigah didn't die and everyone holds a diet, even Rav Tarfin. Only by Ikla Mifu Kavachayim don't you say diet. So now the Gemara discusses, is there a Tana holds you don't say diet at all? Only a popular Abaya. V'hai Tana loy darish diet v'afgla Mifu Kavachayim. I'm going to show you a Tana that does not darish and diet at all, even though it does not break up the Kavachayim. The Tana you learned in a Braisa. So I have to make a little introduction to this next Gemara. There's something called a Zav. A Zav is a man who has a mission of Zoiv. Zoiv is similar to Shechva Zara, but it's not Shechva Zara. Shechva Zara is more clumpy, and Zoiv is loose. And like the Gemara appears one to a Beya HaMezeres, one to Beya Namezeres. They're both whitish, but they're not the same type of physical Metzias. They're different things. Zoiv is a sickness, Shechva Zara is Keri. Now, the halacha is, if man sees Zoiv one time, he's tamei only for 1 day. If he sees two times Zoiv, he's tamei for 7 days. If he sees three times, he's tamei for 7 days, it brings a carbon. That's the halacha of a Zav. Now, there's also more chumras of a Zav. A Zav, the Zoiv, or anything that, any mayonis Zav, any liquid that comes out of him, like, let's say his saliva, is metame b'maga or b'masa. That means someone touches that saliva, that tamei, if they carry that saliva, that tamei. That's a lach of a Zav. Now, Bakari is someone who has a mission of Shechva Zera. So he's Tomei always for 1 day. Now, what about the Shechva Zera? Is the Shechva Zera Matami B'maga El Masa? The answer is no, only B'maga. The Shechva Zera of Bakari is only Tami B'maga, not Masa. What's the question? What about the shechva zera of a balk of a zav? Is shechva zera of a zav matam maga of masa? On one hand, you could say that it's not tummy because carry is not only matam maga. On the other hand, he's a zav. So maybe this is like mayonis is up. It's not in the pasuk. Count as mayonis is up. Mayonis is up is afka roi, could spit, but not this. So is keri of azov matam magamasa? That's the shaila. That's the brisa. The tayunt the brisa keri bezov menayin. How do you know that keri? This town is assuming that a keri of azov is matam magamasa. He wants to know what's the makar for that. Keri bezov menayin. V'dinu. It's a kavachayim. Ma tahar batar, madach roik, which is saliva, by a tar, is tamei batamei, is tamei when it comes to azav. Tamei batar, keri, which is tamei by a tar, which is an anzav, ain adin shei tamei batamei, it should not be tamei by a tamei, it's a kavachimer. So learning out that madach roik, which by a regular person is nothing, by azav is matam magamasa. So for sure, keri, which by a tar is tame, for sure by a zav it's tame. And become ma'is lo bein lamaga bein lamasa. But my name, hani kavachayim lamaga, a hani dial fukimasa. We're learning now. From learning out from keri. Keri by a tar is only matam maga. So you have daya over here. You have daya. The dial of is gedidin. So here, and with this tana still learns the kavachayim. So if the tana is learning kavachayim, it means he does not hold a daya. So I tell you, no, he's going like a tariff in this Tana. And if you didn't have the Kavach Chaimer, if you say Daya, you don't have the Kavach Chaimer. Why? Because to be with Tam of Maga, that's Pashit. It's not worse than a regular person. Not worse than a Gavratar. So the word says, no, I still need a Pashit to say even Maga. I need a Kavach Chaimer for Maga. Why? Itzrich, Sakadach Amina, it says in the Pashit Mikri Laila, that carries for Mikri Laila, Ksiv. Misha carry of garam loy. That's only if it came out as a carry. Yotze zesh in carry garam loy. Davach garam loy. This guy's sick with zayv. Maybe that caused the carry. Kamash v'lon that even maga is tummy. Even you need a kavachem for that. So it's back shver. Here, why don't you say daya? You have. It's not a mitzvah kavachem because you have the kavachem for maga at least. But the word says no. Midi v'loy davach exiv. It doesn't say mikri lay v'loy davach. It doesn't say the pasuk. So. We wouldn't have a havmin that carries doesn't pass matama by zav. So therefore, this is not a kash from this brisa. Why? Because this brisa, without the kavachaymer teaching us masa, it would be mifra kavachaymer. Because maga we know. Maga we know because it's not worse than an adam tahar. It's not worse than adam tahar, this is zav. So carry of a zav we know is tam maga. The kavachaymer is telling you masa. I say daya, then the mifra kavachaymer. It's like a tarfin. So it's not a riot. Is a man diyam. We're looking for a man diyam. Who doesn't hold daya at all. No, he holds a daya. Just here, it's mifra kavachaymer. He does not hold a daya. Now we see from this brisa that he holds that carries takam atama b'maga over masa. Says a man tana shamatlei. Who is that tana? I was just going. We'll take a break from daya a second. Just to talk about hilchas zav. Who is the Tana holds that Shechva Zera of Azov is Taka Matam Masa? Loi Rabbi Eliezer, Loi Rabbi Yeshua. It's not Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua. Everyone remembers this from the end of Nazir. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah. Shechva Zera Shozov. Mintama Bemaga, Mintama Masa, the Rabbi Eliezer. Loi Taka holds that Shechva Zera of Zov is Mintama Maga and not Bemasa. He either holds that they say Daya or he doesn't hold the Kavachim. He holds that Shulchan Zera Vazov is not Matam Masa. Not like this Tana we learned. Rabbi Shua Amar also doesn't hold the Tana. Rabbi Shua Amar, after Matam Masa. You know why? It's impossible not to have Tzuchan Zera. It means it's impossible in the carry not to have a little mixed up in Zav. Ad Kamal Kam Rabbi Shua Hashem Amar Shi Efshar Tzuchan Zera. The only reason Rabbi Shua holds is Tamim Masa only because it has to be Zera there. Halav Achiloi. So it comes out, there is no Mandi Omar, who holds like the Mandi Omar before, that Matam Masa. Because first Mandi Omar holds is Tak only Maga by Kerry. Second Mandi Omar only Al Saziva. The second Mandi Omar holds that the Kerry is only Matama because EF should blow Ziva in it. And therefore Tam Masa. So you're asking, you mean to ask this, what's the Nafkamina? He holds his Mises Matama because it's not because of the Kerry itself, only because it's EF. But you're asking, what's the difference? Or who cares the carry itself? Or either way, it's Yavshah, that's you're asking, right? Ziva, everyone holds Ziva's Matam Masa. The Shalav is carry Matam Masa. Everyone knows, right? So you be a time like this. Well, who cares if carries down mass or not? It's ef shav loy tzichtuch ezivas. Anyway, it is. So what's the nafkamina? So Rajba has a stickler on this. So Rajba says nafkamina like this: if the guy is still tamei but he gets better from a sickness, zoiv is a sickness. So he stops seeing Zoiv, but he's still Tomei, and he sees Keri, he's a Tam Magamasa. According to the Tana before, it's Tam Magamasa, because the Keri itself is Tam Magamasa. Masha Inkin, if you hold Efsha V'loi Tzichtuch Ziva, here, he's not seeing Ziva anymore, so you don't say anymore Efsha V'loi Tzichtuch Ziva. And therefore, that will be Nafkemir to Tarman the Abram. Why, according to Rabbi Shua, you answer me, why you answer me? Why, according to Rabbi Shua, is a Tam Masa Keri? Why? Because of Kav Chaimer? Oh, so let's say you have a way to know there's no ziva there. For example, he's better. So then it would be time of masa? No. The carry not time masa. But if of your alaman it will be, because he didn't go to mikveh yet. He's still taught me like a zav. So that would be nafkamina to tomorrow the armor. So which tana is the one who holds kavachim who holds the time magamasa by carry? Halahai tanahu. The tan, like it says in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Kalim, different type of tumas, lamaila bahem. Zoyvay shozov tap on base. Zoyvay shozov is metama mago v'masa. V'roykoy his saliva. V'shichva zaroy his shichva zera. Mei mi raglov and his mei raglayim. V'dam hanido metam bei mago v'masa. Dam hanido also metam bei mago v'masa. So what does it say over here? Shichva zera. Oh, v'dilma hachinami v'shiyeh efshu loy tzichzu ziva. Maybe it's the reason why the shichva zera is metam mago v'masa because the efshu has ziva. You say, why is it saying between Roikoi? Myself turn like Gabi Roikoi. And Mashum, the Asim Roikoi, learned that from Roik, that like that was the Kavachimer before, that the Shikhva Zera alone is the time of Magamasa, could learn the Kavachimer from Roik. Madach Roik by a Tar is nothing, stole by a Zav, it's Magamasa. Kerry, which by a Tar is Tame, for sure, it's time of Magamasa by a Zav. So that, this Tana in the Mishnah will be that Tana of that Braisa. Basically, a three round the armor of Gabi Shikhazara versus Shalzav. One round the armor holds it's Tar Mamasa. One holds only us this EF show that now have Zav in it. And the third round the armor holds from a Kavachimer that it itself is a time of Maga of Masa. But like we said before, it's not a Kasha on the Din of Daya because we're going to interrupt Tar from there that when it's Ikid Mifu Kavachimer, you don't say Daya.